said anything to her. Then she met alone with George Mitchell. He apologized for not responding sooner to her request for a meeting, explaining that he had just attended the Super Bowl in San Diego as Eisner's guest, and they'd gotten in late the night before. She noticed that he wouldn't make eye contact. She asked him to reconsider her expulsion, arguing that she was being purged for speaking out and daring to question Eisner. She was being used as an example to the rest of the board. "Well, I don't know enough about the situation," Mitchell said. Vandekamp wondered, what didn't he know? But it was clear Mitchell wouldn't come to her rescue. Afterward, she bumped into Tom Murphy, who'd also been at the Super Bowl with Eisner. "This is terrible, Andrea," he said. "I spent 2 days trying to talk Michael out of this. It's no use." Then she met with the nominating committee, now chaired by Bryson. Estrin, Lozano, and Wilson were also present. "The way I've been treated is an abomination," she said. "You should be ashamed of yourselves. Speaking as a former member of this committee, I want you to know that I would never have done this to you." No one said anything. Next, Eisner spoke to the committee and argued for Vandekamp's ouster. Besides generalized claims that she wasn't a good director, he claimed that she leaked to the press and had allied herself with Gold against him. He didn't place any emphasis on an alleged conflict of interest over Disney Hall. "This isn't right," Wilson said as soon as Eisner left. He argued for keeping Vandekamp, who he thought was a fine director. Eisner's accusations were inaccurate. There was no evidence that she had leaked to the press, and unfair. But he thought the committee should be unanimous. He was prepared to support Vandekamp, but not if the other members of the committee wouldn't back him. Bryson, Estrin, and Lozano immediately lined up behind Eisner and voted to eject Vandekamp. Wilson reluctantly went along with the majority. At the next day's meeting of the full board, the issue finally came to a vote. Gold moved to reinstate Vandekamp to the list of directors, a motion that Roy seconded. Sidney Poitier, who rarely spoke at board meetings, spoke in her defense. Then Vandekamp made an impassioned speech. "I was asked to serve on this board to be an independent director, and now I'm not being renominated because that's exactly what I am, an independent director," she began, as she later recalled the speech. "The performance of this company has not been wonderful. I, along with some employees and shareholders, are concerned. Michael Eisner has cost this company a lot of money, $140 million on Michael Ovitz, and this board did nothing. $280 million on Jeffrey Katzenberg, this board did nothing. We have terrible relations with creative people in Hollywood because of Michael Eisner's arrogance. Many of the best executives have left the company. We've just fired all these people, yet Michael Eisner is getting a $5 million bonus. How do those people feel? The process which led to my not being renominated has been outrageous, and we should all be embarrassed. How we've conducted this has been a terrible example, both to ourselves and to the outside world. People look to Disney for leadership, and we have failed them." As Vandekamp sat down, Bowers burst into tears. "How can you